Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lifeline broadcast, hosted by Apostle Shirley Jones. She is the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center, and we are located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Service on Sunday is at 10 a.m., and we would be honored to have you come out to worship and fellowship with us. We are indeed being blessed by the Lord every Sunday. We have Bible study via teleconference every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-432-3100. The access code is 386-279. Apostle Jones' book, Lifeline, When God Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2, can be purchased at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any place books are sold. You can also send your request to www.shirleyjjones.com. To purchase the books along with the worship CD birth during her time sitting before the Lord. Lifeline, When God Speaks, is a book of encouraging words that God gave for her life, and now she shares to encourage you in your journey. So be sure to get a copy. Apostle Jones can be reached via email at apostlesjones@rehobothflc.org. or by phone at 1-877-354-6082. She would love to hear from you. Remember, the broadcast is the first Monday of each month. Get the word out. Now, to Lifeline Broadcast with Apostle Shirley Jones.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me tonight for the Lifeline broadcast. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Well, as always, I am just so honored and glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show. This is a network doing the work of the kingdom by building throughout the world. And, you know, we're in a time where the gospel must be preached to give hope and encouragement, and this is what this network is about. I pray that the work of this network continues to be about kingdom building. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Well, bless God tonight. Well, I want to extend an invitation for you guys, excuse me, to join us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Rehoboth Family Life Center worship service via Facebook Live. And you can locate us under my name. And we're just having a wonderful time on Sunday morning. I thank God for technology that we have been out of the building since the beginning of, I think it was the second week in March. And we've been doing Facebook Live. I think it was two Sundays after that is when we started. And God has allowed us not to miss a Sunday for service ever since. And so we're just excited about all the wonderful things that he's doing. So join us again Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and invite your family and friends to join in with you, because this is such an awesome time to evangelize and share the good news of the gospel. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open this up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the word for tonight. So, Father God, we just bless you. And God, we honor you, Lord God, and we give you praise, and we give you thanksgiving. God, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies. God, we thank you that, God, that we can depend on you and count on you and look to you and trust you Father God, in every given situation, in every circumstance. So I pray tonight that, God, that you would give your people a listening ear. I pray that your people would not just be hearers, but they would be doers as well. I pray tonight that, God, as they listen to the word, that, Father God, that their hearts would be pricked, their minds would be renewed, and their hearts would be encouraged. So, Father, we thank you tonight, and we bless you. I pray that, God, that you would bless me tonight, Lord God, as I stand as your handmaiden of the gospel, and I stand first before you and then before your people. So I pray tonight, God, that you would be glorified, you would be magnified, and, God, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I pray that you and your family are well. And one of the things I want to say just right up front is that let us all be mindful during this time to seek God out for wisdom and instructions for everything that we do and everywhere that we go. Let us not toss caution to the wind, but wear our masks, social distancing, avoid and not hold gatherings, large gatherings, and frequently wash our hands. You know, we can still live. We are still in a pandemic, and that's the thing that we have to remember, that we are still in a pandemic, but we can still live. We can still live. We just have to live differently. One of the things that I thank God for is technology. Technology allows us to still have contact with our family and friends. What we actually did with our family for Thanksgiving, we actually had Thanksgiving dinner together via Zoom this year. And what we did was we all sat at our respective tables, we said grace, we ate our meals at the same time, and we had conversation, and we had some laughs. And that's what we did. And we really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and we still had a chance to still be with each other. And I believe we all were saying, you know, I love you enough to forego physical gathering now to get together with you later. Amen? And that I believe, it needs to be the sentiment of all of us right now, that we have to adhere to certain things so that we all can be safe. You know, we can love our families by being safe, and we can love one another by being safe and being able to do the things that we need to do. So once again, I just say please, please, everybody, to take into consideration the love that you have for your family and your friends and for yourself. That during this time is that we need to be mindful of the things that we need to do and where we go and how we do it. So we're just going to go ahead and jump in for the message for tonight. And the message title is Prayer is Our Lifeline. Well, at the end of 2019, we at Rehoboth, we were instructed that prayer needed to be our focus for 2020. Now, if someone had told us, and probably not us, just you too, that we would be confronted with all the things of 2020, we probably would have said things like, yeah, okay, sure, stop playing, just go sit down someplace. That's what we would have said. But God, who knows everything, he instructed us on how to prepare and maintain ourselves during these times and beyond. He told us that prayer is going to be our lifeline. So I actually started sharing this message not only with the church, but I actually shared this message on the broadcast back in April, or the April. I think it was the beginning of April, is when the April broadcast is when I shared this message for the first time. And then God began to instruct me. He said at church, he said, I want you to finish starting in November, the 1st of November, I want you to circle back, and I want you to begin to revisit those messages that you talked about prayer being our lifeline. He said, because that is what's going to sustain you to the rest of the year and thereafter. And so he's saying to me again tonight, he says, not only share it with Rehoboth, but share it with the folks that's going to be on the broadcast. He said, because prayer is one of the most important element that we have been given as kingdom dwellers. Prayer is indeed essential for the believer's life. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit again. I'm going to probably like revisit the messages that we talked about on prayer being our lifeline. So what I want to do also is I want to share a word that the Lord gave prophetically with the church, and I believe that it's for the broadcast audience as well. And it says, he says, my desire has been and always will be to spend time with you. I gave the best of me that we could have time together. I understand and know not only the events of the world, but the events of your life. I am never taken by surprise nor unable to handle it all. Children, you do not possess what it takes to orchestrate now and beyond outside of my guidance. I want the best for you, and hopefully I have proven that to you, and if not, I shall. Come spend time in prayer with me. Tell me, ask me, sit before me, and allow me to reveal to you the truth of the matter. I treasure our time together and hope you do and will. Again, nothing is out of my reach, out of my scope, or my understanding. Let me reveal the secret places and things to you. This is my desire. Come now. Oh, glory to God. We're talking about a God. Hallelujah. We're talking about the God Almighty of heaven and earth, the God that knows everything is saying to us. He says, come and spend time with me, that I allowed my son to pay the price so that you can come and you can have audience with me. It's like we're in times right now that are unprecedented times. We've never been here before. The things that we've had to do, the things that we've had to endure, the things that we're still trying to understand, even the people that are in positions that are calling the shots, they're still trying to understand stuff. But we serve a God that knows everything. So it's so important during this time that we are in prayer before him. And I'm not talking about prayer as a petition, because we know how to petition God. We know how to ask God for stuff. But I'm talking about where you're having a relationship with God, where there's a communication that's going on. It's where you're talking to God, and you're waiting for him to answer, and you're asking him to reveal certain things to you, that you're asking him to lead and guide you. That you're not trying to make any decisions outside of going before him and asking him, is this the right time for me to move? Is this the right time for me to change jobs? Is this the person I'm supposed to marry? Is it time to do this or to do that? And should I go over there or should I stay here? I mean, these times are crucial. And in ourselves, because we are short-sighted, we can only see what's right in front of us. But we serve an eternal God that knows everything. He's all things. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He knows all things at all times. And so it's so imperative that as we get before him in prayer, that we're able to live the life that he's calling for us. So prayer indeed is our lifeline. So let's define lifeline. What's lifeline? Lifeline is a line or rope for saving life. It's something to grasp when there is danger of falling or being washed away. Support and assist at a crucial time. It's aid, it's salvation. It's something regarded as indispensable for the maintaining or protection of life. Line used to help to keep contact with a person in a dangerous or potentially dangerous situation. Well, in other words, prayer will save our life. Prayer keeps us from falling or being washed away. Prayer supports and assists us at crucial times. Prayer aids us. Prayer is our salvation. Prayer is indispensable for the maintaining and protection of our lives. Prayer keeps us in contact with Abba Father in dangerous or potentially dangerous situations. Prayer indeed is our lifeline. Everything else, hear me now. Everything else is uncertain. It's not strong enough to sustain us, nor wise enough to lead and guide us. But prayer. We can get before God, and God can lead us and guide us in all the things that we need to know and all the things that we need to do. So let's talk a little bit about this. As I said, we're not talking about prayer as just a partition, but we're talking about prayer as a communication, knowing that God knows me. Oh, glory. Not only does he know me, he knows the times that we're in. So we have to keep that in the forefront of our minds that but God knows me, and he knows me, and he wants us to know him. And we need to know him, because that's where our trust comes in. You don't trust what you don't know. You don't trust somebody, you know, that you just might be just met based on maybe what you heard. But trust, I'm talking about show enough trust comes because you spent time with that person. You have history with that person. You've seen their character. You've seen how they handle situations and circumstance. Well, God knows us. And if we understand how much he knows me, then I can trust him. I can go to him. And I know that he's not going to judge me, but he's going to lead and he's going to guide me. I know that he's going to tell me the truth of the matter. He's not going to lead me astray. He's not going to forget about me because he knows me. Well, Psalm 139 says, 139:16-18, he says, "Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." Oh, glory to God that he knew me. He knew me before I was substance, before any parts of me were even formed. God began to know me before I was perfected in my mother's womb, that my members, the parts of who I was written in his book before anything was that was coming together, that God still knew me. He knows me. He knows me before I was formed in my mother's womb. I believe that there was conversation that I had with God even before I graced the earth. And so it's so important now that we come into relationship with him so that he can lead us and guide us into the things that he knows all about me. Romans 8:15-17 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, knowing him as Father." Come on. Knowing him as Father says that we are heirs to the throne of grace. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I'm in a good position. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter how long it's been, no matter how bleak it's been, but I am a child and you are a child of God, that when we surrender our lives to him, that he becomes our daddy and our daddy takes care of us and he looks after us. So I can trust him. I can go to him. I can tell him how I really feel about things. I can share the most intimate things about me with him because he already knows me. He knows me. And so the more I give myself over to him and he begins to share with me, that develops this relationship that helps me to be able to know that everything gonna be all right. Job 23:12 says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Oh, glory to God. He says right here, he says that Job says that I can't live without hearing a word from God. And I believe that that's where we have to be now, that, again, so much is uncertain during this time. People who are supposed to have answers do not have answers, and we all find ourselves in unprecedented times. But God knows all things. Therefore, we must stay before him, seeking answers and revelation for us and our family. Truth of all matters is with God. Is with God. The truth of the matter of all matters is with God. And Job said that I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. He says, I gotta hear from God. And see, and that's the position that we have gotta take. And we get this in prayer, that we're able to hear from God and know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, because that's the sure and the truth of the matter in every given situation and every circumstance. Jeremiah 9:23-24, it says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and he knows me. Oh, hallelujah. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Oh, glory to God. It's not about who we know. It's not about how much money we have, where we work, how much education we have. Those are things that it's good to have, but the thing that's most important is that I know that God is who he say he is, and I am in a relationship with him, the God that loves me, the God that knows me, the God that has all the answers, the God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. That's the place, y'all. That's the place that we must find ourselves in, knowing that this God is faithful to his word, that all the promises of God are yea and amen, and no matter what it looked like, no matter how long it's been, that whatever God said that he's going to do, that is going to come to pass. Job 42:5 says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. And this is when Job, remember when Job was going through, and God came to Job, and he began to explain to him who he was. He began to say things like, but does snow have a father? Oh, glory. And he says that, can you summon rain or thunder, and it answers, and it comes, and it says, here I am, and where do you want me to fall? He began to say things like that to Job, and Job had to say, but, you know, I've heard of you. I've heard some things, but now I see, my eyes see of thee. And see, and that's what happens with us when we allow prayer to be our lifeline, that we stay before God. We get before him, and God begins to reveal things that we know not of. You know, sometimes you're walking in what you think is the truth, and then God will come and reveal the trueness of what you need for every given situation. Like for me, as being a preacher, to me there's nothing. Oh, hallelujah. I am so blessed when I sit before God every week, and I say, God, what is it? Even tonight before I came on the broadcast, I say to God, I says, God, what is it that you want me to say to your people? And as God begins to download, I call it the download, when he begins to give understanding, when he begins to give revelation, when he begins to give vision, when he begins to give dreams of telling us and sharing things with us, it's nothing like that. And then he puts it all together, and you're like, wow, God, I didn't know that, and I didn't know that, and I didn't know that. But he gives you things that you don't know of, because we don't know everything. Come on. We are so short-sighted, and we are limited. Even without intellectual selves, we don't know it like God. But Job had to say, but I've heard of you with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. I want God to drop me down into the mysteries of the gospel. I want God to show me things I can't see with my natural eye. But guess what? When you're in prayer before God and with God, he will begin to reveal things to you. He'll show you things that are forthcoming. He'll show you the seat of the enemy. He'll show you where you need to be mindful of. I had a dream. I shared this with the church on yesterday. I had a dream just the other night. And I was walking down the street with a little girl, and I knew it wasn't my youngest granddaughter, because she's 8. But this little girl that I was with was much younger than that. And I had her hand, and we were walking down the street, and it was a dog that started running towards us. But when it got near us, it, like, ran past us. But then what it did was it circled around, and it jumped on the back of the head of the child. And when it did that, I took my arm, and I knocked the dog off of the top of the head of the child. And at that point, I woke up out of a sleep, and I actually woke up sitting up in the bed, swinging my arm. And I was like, whoa. And I know that when I have dreams like that, God is telling me, he says, I want you to pay attention, Shirley, to everything. The enemy is circling someplace, and I need you to be even mindful of everything around you. But then he said, but in that dream, he said, you were able to strike the enemy. He said, so I'm telling you now that you win. You win. You win. And so those are the kind of things that God will show us and tell us either through through our dreams and through prayer. He'll show us the seed of the enemy. He'll give you a vision. Sometimes while you're praying, I have seen things in prayer that I knew how to pray correctly. I've heard things in prayer that I knew what my response should be. God just told me some things just the other day. He said, this is what's going to be said, and this is what I need your response to be. He said, so I need you to prepare a response before the question comes, because it's going to come, but this is what your response needs to be. See, I'm talking about on a whole nother level with God, that God will show you things and tell you things in prayer that will lead and guide you into everything that you do. Even Jesus, think about this. Jesus even had prayer as a lifeline. Over in Matthew 26, 36, the 44, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says that this is when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was about to be taken to be crucified. He said, then cometh Jesus with them, talking about the disciples, unto a place called Gethsemane. And he says, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, as I will, but thy will be done. See, he began to pray to the Father, because right here, it wasn't that he was bothered by the fact that he was about to be crucified. He was bothered by the fact that he had never been separated from the Spirit of God, and he understood that God was a holy God, and as he was taking the transgressions and the iniquities of mankind, not only the present but the future, meaning us, upon him, that there was a separation that would come between him and God. And he says, but if this cup could pass, and he prayed three times, and when he got to the third time of praying, he said, but not my will. Nevertheless, oh glory, not my will, but thy will be done. See, even Jesus had prayer as a lifeline. He was able to pray to complete his assignment. He was called to be a propitiation for us, for our sins, that we may be forgiven and that we would have the Holy Spirit and eternal life. Oh, glory to God. He had a prayer line. He had prayer as a lifeline so that he could do what he's called to do. Well, guess what, y'all? All of us, prayer is our lifeline so that we can stand regardless of the opposition. We can stand regardless of the tribulation that comes against us, but we can pray and hold on fast to the horns of the altar and know that God has us and everything going to be all right. Oh, glory to God. Prayer also, prayer allows us to rest in the Lord, knowing that he is more than able to deliver. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, it says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. He said, there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Now, he didn't say that there was a rest. He said there remains. That's future tense, that there was a rest that was coming to the people of God, talking about me and you, that we can rest in God. And when we rest in him, that we know that he's able to do anything and everything but fail. Sometimes we're carrying weights that we don't have to carry. We're carrying stress and anxiety about things that we're trying to figure out what to do with it. But if we just get before God, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Remember now, he knows us, everything about us, and he's greater than anything and everything that we would ever encounter. Oh, hallelujah. So prayer allows us to rest in the Lord, that we don't have to try to spend endless nights not getting any sleep because we're trying to figure out what to do in a given situation. But when in prayer, we can cast our cares upon him because he cares about us. And, you know, sometimes we say, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to bother God with that. God said, but he is concerned about anything that you are concerned with. Some of us are carrying weights. We're carrying stress. We're carrying situations. We're carrying family members. We're carrying job situations, we're carrying relationship situations that the only one that can fix it and the only one that can show us what to do is God. So I want to speak to someone tonight that you're worried about a situation, but God says that, he said, bring that to me in prayer. He said that I have the antidote, I have the situation, that I know exactly what's needed, and if you come before me, he says, I will share with you what you need. You do not have to carry that. You can sleep tonight, that before you go to sleep tonight, because you go to sleep if you give it over to God and just say, God, but I yield and I surrender, God, this situation over to you. Father, I don't know what to do, but God, I know that you know all things. And God, I trust you, Lord God, to give me the answer, God. I trust you, Lord God, to open the door that needs to be opened. I trust you enough, God, to close whatever door that needs to be closed, God. I trust you for favor, God. I trust you, Lord God, that all provisions will be made, God. I trust you, Lord God, that this too shall pass. Come on now, come on. Somebody needs to get before God even tonight. And I say to you that as you give that situation over to God, you will not have another restless night. You'll be able to sleep tonight because why? You've released that thing off of you and you've given it over to God. You do not have the answer. You don't have the means. You don't know the know-it-all to work it out, but you serve a God that's able to do anything and everything but fail. God waits for you to come. God already said, he says, I already know what you need to do. He says, but I want to have commune with you. I want to sit and talk with you. I want you to see me high and lifted up. Oh, glory. I want you to see that I love you and that I'm able to do anything but fail. I need you to see that I never leave you. I never forsake you. And I'm here waiting on you to give you the answer for this situation. He says, come before me, come before me so that you'll be able to rest and you'll be able to sleep and you'll be able to see that you have the victory. Oh, hallelujah. God, sometimes God will show us the answer at the end, the beginning, at the end of that thing. He will show us in the very beginning of a situation that we have the victory. He'll show us how to walk through it, how to get through it. No matter what it looks like, I've seen God do it too many times. I've had to make a decision over the last few days about some things, and as I finally made the decision based on prayer, based on a person, Pastor Irma and I got together and we made some decisions about some things, and sure enough, got confirmation not a half an hour ago that not only did I make it, but someone that we partnered with had to make the same same decision, and I didn't even know that. But we're talking about God. Don't tell me what God won't do. If we seek him out, if we pray, if we're before him, God will show us all things. Prayer helps us, guards our mind. Prayer guards our mind. Philippians 4:7-8 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. When we're in prayer, because see, I can't be worried and in prayer, because what happens is as I get before God and I begin to magnify his name, as I begin to tell him how wonderful he is and that I trust him and I know him and I know that he has me and he loves me, you know, as you begin to just magnify and love on God during prayer, that thing that you all broke out about, it becomes not as important. Because when you think about God and his magnificence and that thing that I'm worried about, it becomes less stressful because I see that is not as great as the God that I serve. See, when we think on those things and we begin to pray, it helps guard our minds, you know, that I can't be stressful about that situation. If I'm sitting before God and I'm asking God to take this thing over, and it begins to let me know that everything going to be all right. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Oh, glory to God. So when I'm in prayer and I'm praying before God, that the thing that I'm fearful about, God begins to move that thing, and he allows me to know, but I have power, I have love, and I have a sound mind. See, prayer will move things out of the way. Prayer will cause you to know that everything going to be all right. Prayer gets the thoughts that the enemy comes to interject that this thing is not going to come to pass, and this is what's going to happen. But in prayer, I get the truth of the matter. In prayer, God begins to show me and paint a picture of the truth of the matter. Prayer guards our minds from the tyranny of the enemy. The enemy will always come, and he will show you things that are not even of God. He said, fear is not of me. He says, I have not given you the spirit of fear. That's not from God. When we're fearful, that's not God. It's not God, because God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. And so when we're in prayer, every contrary spirit, that we can begin to pray, God, everything that's not like you, God. God, I come before you even tonight, and God, I ask that you would remove, God, every contrary spirit, God, every place, God, where I'm doubtful, God, every place where I'm fearful, God, that's not of you. So I pray, God, that you would move it, God, oh, God, and you would allow what you have given me, which is power, love, and a sound mind, to be able to move to the forefront of who I am, oh, God. See, we gotta begin to get before God so that our minds are renewed. The Bible tells us over in, I think it's John 10:10, that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, "But I come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly." See, when you're in prayer, you're on the other side. I call it being on the other side of the comma. When you're in prayer, you're on the other side of the comma. You're on that side that says, but he has come that I may have life and I may have it more abundantly. Oh, glory to God. Prayer helps to guard our minds. It helps us to stop asking those questions and trying to figure it out. I had a situation about 3 weeks ago, and I was wondering about, well, you know, is it because of this, and is it because of that, and is it because of this maybe, you know, and I had all these, you know, coming up with all these different scenarios of why it could be this or why it could be that, and I had to settle my own self down and say, but you know what, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because I was spending too much energy in trying to figure out why it was this way or why it was that way, but God had the truth of the matter. So I had to back up off all the things that were in my mind and trying to figure it out in my head and just get before God. And so even after that, when those thoughts would try to come, I said, I am not spending any more energy on trying to figure that out. What I will do is I will sit before God so that my mind is guarded, and I'm going to think on the things that God has given me, and God has given me the truth of the matter. Come on now, you got to choose. Sometimes you got to choose. You got to choose. What did David say? He said, "Soul, why is thy soul disquieted within me? Soul, don't you remember?" He had to speak to his own self and remind him that all the things that God has done for him that he had to say, "But why are you feeling like this today, David? Why are you like that?" He said, But I remember. See, sometimes you gotta choose. You gotta choose this thing. Choose to walk on this side of the comma. But God, Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly." Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah." Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to get still before God. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Yes, he is now. Yes, he is. He said, be still and know that I'm God. I believe with this, even with the pandemic, and I've said this from the very beginning, that I believe that God has used this to allow us to be still. You know, we have been so busy before. No, do I believe that God crossed the virus? No, I do not. I believe that no, God did not. But what I believe is that God is saying, but he can use all things. And so when this virus came, it caused us to come out of our busyness. It caused us to get a chance to sit and learn some things even about ourselves. We got a chance to look at our marriages. We got a chance to see where our children were lacking or what our children were doing that we might have not noticed before. We start to learn some things about ourselves, about our attitudes and what we believe and what we were involved in. But the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. So I believe in prayer, we get the opportunity to be still before God. We get the opportunity in prayer for him to show us who he is and who we are and the truth of the matter. Prayer guards our minds, y'all. Come on now. Come on now. To get before God, be still and know that he's God. You got to carve out some time for God. Your day, even now, you know, a lot of us are working from home. The children are home. There's a lot of things that we have been pushed into that we still got to do, that we still have to take care of. But and it's different. And it just kind of came out of nowhere for us, but it didn't come out of nowhere for God. But we still got to carve out some time. And I believe that as we carve out some time for God, being still and not so busy, that God will show us what we need to do in order to sustain ourselves and also to maintain what God has given us. There are some lessons. I'm quite sure if you get quiet and you get still before God, you will see the things that you have gained during these last 9 months. There are things that God, 9, 10 months, that God has shown, 9, 10, 11 months that God has shown during this time. And these are things that you can hold on for the rest of your days. And the one thing that I do caution, that when we do come out of this pandemic, because we're going to come out of it, it's not going to last forever, but let's also not jump right back into being so busy that we lose the victories that we've gained during this time. Be still and know that he's God. Spend some time before God. Get before him and allow him to show you who he is, to quiet you down during this time. Be still, be still, be still, be still in prayer so that your minds can be guarded. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God, and we bless you, God, and we honor you. Also, prayer helps us, and this is one of the most important things. Prayer helps us during this time to become world changers through the power of prayer. There's power that we receive in prayer. And right now, the world is there's so many things that's going on in the government, in families, and just so much is going on. But I believe that during prayer time, that God will show us what's our part. What is our part? God, whenever God does something great upon the earth, God uses a human being. You know, God could have used another tree, but he says, let us create them in our image, in our likeness, talking about him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He said, let us, in our image and our likeness. He could have used a rock. He could have used a tree, but he decided to use mankind to be shaped in their likeness and their image, and then he gave power too. So whenever you see God do anything great upon the earth, God incorporates a mankind to be able to be his ambassadors, to be able to be his feet and his arms upon the earth. Well, guess what? That has not changed, that God is still calling man to partner with him to do his bidding upon the earth. And so during the time of prayer, we receive the power to be able to become world changers. Come on now. And that's why the enemy challenges us so much to be so caught up in what we don't have and what's going on with us. But if we could ever get to that place where our mind is guarded, and that we understand that God has us and that God is going to bring us through, then we can be instruments in God's hand to be able to help somebody else and to be able to be cause change to come upon the earth. We're not called for power just to get a new house or a new pair of shoes, but we've been endowed with power to make a difference upon the earth. We can look at just a couple people, and I'm going to do this because I want to pray tonight. Joshua, remember Joshua, Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thy still upon Gibeon, and thy moon in the valley of Abijah. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasper? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." Oh, glory to God. This was Joshua. Joshua began, just imagine. He's before God and he says, "Sun, stand still in the moon. The sun and the moon, don't move, not move, until they were able to fight and to win. Come on now. God used a man in a lie. He honored the words of a man. I want God to honor my words that I speak, that I decree and I declare, because I got a relationship with him, and I'm listening in prayer, and whatever he tells me to say, whatever he tells me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. That's why we could see over in, what's it, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people," hear me now, "if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." Oh, glory to God. Right there, he's talking about us, y'all. Come on. "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and what? And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." There is power in prayer that we are called to be world changers. And I just believe that if we all would be on one accord with one another right now and begin to pray, God says that if we come before him and we seek him out and we're praying and we ask for forgiveness, I believe that we can ask for forgiveness for the land, not just for us, but for the land. And God said that he would heal it. We need healing, y'all, upon the land. We need this virus to go. We need healing, that there's not a divisive spirit that's operating in the earth. There's so much that's going on that we need God to heal. Come on now. We are called to be world changers. We're called to be ambassadors. We're called to be instruments in the hand of God. But if we pray, if we get on our face, if we come together thanking God and blessing God and seeking God, don't tell me what God won't do. Come on now, there's power in prayer, not only for us, not only for our family, but also for the world. Oh, glory. There's so much more for us to do. We have a now and we have a future. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Come on now. He says that we have an expected end. I don't know how to get to my end. I don't know all the parts, all the components, but I know a God who says that I have an expected end. So if I get on my face before him, and he will lead me and guide me so that I will be within purpose and destiny. And that's for each one of us. You have purpose and you have destiny, but the only way that you're going to be able to get there is your relationship with God, so that he can orchestrate your move. He can orchestrate your moves. He can orchestrate how you get to your end and your purpose and your destiny. Oh, glory to God. Where people are perplexed and not sure what to do, this is what he said to me before. He says, "Remember, our God is more than able to do exceeding and abundant above all that we can ask or think. So let us continue to stay on our face before God, thanking him for his mercies and praying for the healing of the land, because this too shall pass." when we don't know what to do. Remember that we serve a God that knows everything, omnipotent, omnipresent, and this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Prayer is our lifeline. So let's purpose in our minds and our hearts that we are going to seek God out, not just for stuff, but that God will show us who we are. God will show us continually who he is, and God will lead us and guide us in every given situation and every circumstance. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory. We thank you, God. God, and we bless you, God, and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you tonight, God, knowing that, Father God, it's in you that we live and breathe and have our very existence, God. God, we thank you that, God, that nothing is too hard for you to do, that, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer tonight. God, we thank you for allowing us to know that prayer is our lifeline. Prayer will save us. Prayer will deliver us. Prayer will keep us. Prayer will keep us from falling and failing, God. God, we thank you for the benefits of prayer tonight. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, that you will continually, God, teach us, God, show us, God, the things that we need to know, God, as we come before you, God. Help us to be still and to know that you're God. Help us not to look to the left nor to the right, but hasten to the throne of grace in every given situation. And, God, that we can just give ourselves over to you in prayer. And that, God, that you would lead us and that you would guide us, Lord God. You would tell us which way to go, which way not to go. So I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would bless these, your people. I pray that, God, that wherever there's a need tonight, that out of thy manifold riches, that, God, that you shall supply everything that they need. I pray tonight, God, if there be any sick among us, I pray Jehovah Rapha right now would touch from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, God. God, I pray, God, that healing would be their portion. I pray that even now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, together tonight, God, yeah, God, we ask for forgiveness, God. Oh, God, for the sins of the earth, God, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would bring about healing. Oh, God, that this virus, God, would be moved off the earth, God. God, we pray even now, God, for the workers, God, the doctors, the nurses, and all the essential workers, God. We pray for those that are in the hospital, God. We pray healing upon them, oh, God. God, we pray that provisions will be made, God, even for those who have lost their jobs, God, and not knowing what they're going to do. I pray, God, that all provisions will be made for them, God. I pray where people are depressed, Father God, and not know which way to go, but God, that you would draw them nigh unto you, O God, tonight, God, unto your bosom, O God, and that they will know that, Father God, that you're more than able to take care of them. So, God, we pray tonight, Lord God, we pray, God, O God, that things will change, that there will be a shift upon the earth, God. Oh, God, we stand, God, as your ambassadors tonight, God. Oh, God, as the intercessors tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to cast our cares upon you, God, that we can care, God, for the things that you're calling us to care about. And so, God, we thank you, God, and we bless you, and we honor you, Lord God. I pray tonight, God, that you would encourage somebody on this broadcast. I pray that, God, that somebody would choose you, God. Oh, God, that they will say, but I'm tired of trying to figure it out and try to work it out. But I just heard about a God that wants me and loves me and has all provisions for me. So I pray, God, that they would just choose you tonight, that their life will change and will never be the same. So, God, we thank you, God, for the power of prayer, for the instrument of prayer tonight. God, we thank you for your son that said, but nevertheless. Oh, but he said, but nevertheless. And he prayed, God, until he knew that he was all right and that he knew why he came and he was willing to go for us, Lord God. Let us not frustrate. Oh, God, let us not frustrate what he's done, God, but not using the power of prayer, the tool of prayer. Oh, God, help us, God, to cast our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, oh, God. God, I pray right now for every family, God, that's represented on this broadcast. I pray for them, oh, God. Oh, God, that you, God, would touch and that you would bless and that you would make ways, God, out of nowhere, God. Even now in the name of Jesus, God, where there's no answer, that, God, through prayer, they will get an answer. Oh, God, when there's no direction, through prayer, that they will get an answer and a direction. I pray, God, where there's healing needed, through prayer, God, that you would touch. Oh, God, where minds need to be renewed through prayer, God, their minds will be renewed. I pray that when they're sad, through prayer, God, that their joy would be restored. I pray, God, where they're grieving, oh, God, that dancing would come during the time of prayer. Oh, God, help us to get still before you, God. Help us not to put anything before you, God. Help us to know that, God, that nothing's certain but you, nothing stable but you, nothing sure but you, nothing sustaining but you, nothing stable but you, and you alone, God. We thank you tonight, God, and we bless you, Lord, for prayer, God. We thank you that you've given us, God, a tool to use, God. Help us to use it, God. Help us not to forget, oh, God, what you've given us, and so that we can be blessed and we can be kept. So I thank you, Lord God. I pray, God, blessings upon everyone that's on this broadcast and everyone that will listen to it, God, in the upcoming days. I pray, God, blessings upon them and that, God, that they too will know everything going to be all right. So, God, we bless you tonight. We honor you, God, and we adore you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I just want to say also tonight, if you're on the broadcast tonight and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come and be your priority, and tonight you realize that you're trying to work out stuff and you just don't know how to do it, but you just heard about a God that's more than able. And if you're on the broadcast tonight and you want Jesus to come and just be your priority, you want God to know that you want to be forgiven and you want your life to change, then I ask that you would just repeat this after me and say, but I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I believe that Jesus died for me. I don't understand it all, but I know that I want my life to change. I want to live different. I want to be different. So, God, if you would just show me how, and if you would receive me tonight, then I know that my life will change. And I'll thank you for it. I'll bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So if you're one or two or how many people may have heard this message and repeated after me, even not tonight and in the upcoming days, then I ask that you would just you know, send me something. Give me an email, a text, to let me know that it was you so that I can send you some information. It would be a wonderful time, the end of the year, to make a decision to allow God to lead you and guide you in your affairs of your life at the end of the year as you enter into 2021. That's it, y'all. 2021. Wow. Every time I think about that, it's like 2021. So I just bless God for everybody that's on the broadcast. I thank you for joining me this evening. And I just want to say also thank you for you guys that have hung out with me all year long, that have been on all the broadcasts. I thank you. I pray that God will bless you and that God will keep you. And I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I also say Happy New Year to you and your family, that when we get together again, it'll be 2021. And looking forward to all that God has for us. So remember, guys, that you can live. Just do it differently and stay close and stay safe. So blessings upon you, blessings upon you, blessings upon you. Love you guys, and be blessed. You can now hold for the final words. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We thank you for joining us on the Lifeline broadcast and pray you've been blessed. Again, our church is Rehoboth Family Life Center, located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Apostle Jones would love to hear from you. She can be reached via Apostle S. Jones at RehobothFLC.org or by dialing 1-877-354-6082. Until next month's broadcast, good evening and God bless. Thank you.